Good morning, how are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it, rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun and this cosmos and this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I'm just so thankful this morning. I can't tell you how long it's been since I found someone to just teach me the word again. And the way he teaches is so loving, and it's wild when you listen to, like, I'm more of a, you know, reverential all type of guy with God. I kind of, you know, I just try to do what he says and just stick into that moment. But there's other people that just have that love, that just see the love of God constantly. And that's the place where they teach from. And it just blesses me so much. And I'm just so thankful for God to put that kind of stuff in my life. And, you know, the word will change your life when you start to read this stuff and learn it for yourself and read it and do a daily type of reading with it. It works in your heart and in your mind, and it will change you as a person. And you'll get that peace from heaven, that spiritual peace where you're not disturbed by the outside world, no matter what's thrown at you. Tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope. And hope is the expectation of future good. And that expectation, it will never cause shame in your life. The word will never cause shame. Having Jesus Christ and God our Father will never cause you shame. Be thankful, therefore, and, you know, rejoice in that. It's a beautiful day. I wanted to go over how that God's never, He's never away from you. If you go to John chapter 16, verse 32, it says, "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and ye shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." Jesus Christ was talking about how all his disciples would leave, but he's never alone because God is with him. Verse 33, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Jesus Christ died for you. He overcame. There's a place in here that says he led captivity captive. And I just think it's the most beautiful thing. The things that captivate, Jesus Christ captivated. He won. He won for us. He won. We are delivered. We are translated into the kingdom, into God's kingdom, because of what he did, once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. But you have peace right now, and that peace is in you. Jesus Christ, once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, is in you through faith, through believing, and you have God always with you. If you jump over to Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, it says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own safety, your own salvation with fear and trembling." If you know that God's with you and he's not going anywhere, you work out your own safety, your own preservation with God. It's between you and him ultimately. Work it out. Verse 13, "For it is God which worketh in you by labor, both to will," and that's having the emotional will to do, "and to work of his desired pleasure," or his desires. You have God and you're working back and forth, but it's God that's working in you by his own labor to get you to do his desired and his desired will. And that's believing. That's building the relationship with him. It's just so loving what God has for you. He doesn't want you to live in fear. He doesn't want you to live in tribulation. Tribulation's out there. But once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are translated into the kingdom of his son. You're translated. You're a king. You are a citizen of peace and of love. You're not a citizen of this world. And it's just so loving. If you go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 14, it says, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." You have Christ in you who strengthens, and you have God who's always with you. There is nothing to fear in this world. He just sent his son to die that you can have love anywhere you go. You're never alone. Finally, I want to finish up with this. If you go to verse 4, rejoice in the Lord. And this is in the Master Jesus Christ always. And again, I say rejoice. Be blessed. Rejoice. Be delighted. He gave you the liberty to change your mind. You don't need to live in fear. Rejoice. You have God with you. You have Christ in you. You're a son of God. You're a citizen of the kingdom of the heavens. Be thankful for that. You get to choose in this life. God does not possess. You get to choose the way you want to live. Choose God and choose his word. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Christ. It's not biblical. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you again for the people who teach your word. I'm very, very thankful for that and what they provide. I thank you for our country, that you continually protect it, that you just keep everybody's heads, just normalized, stable, Father. I thank you for just the things that you've done with me and my family. I pray for our business. I pray for this time that we can get the work done that needs to get done and that you can kind of iron it all out, that it smooths up. I thank you for the people, again, that take care of all the stuff that need done. And I just pray for a great day today. I thank you for my family and just for protecting them on the way home. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.